See, it might interest you to know that boys of this generation have lost respect for women. And guess what? It's not completely their fault. Stay with me, because this video is about to be a video. See, when I read a lot of comments and I saw some comments like these, guys, sit this one out. Girls are these. Girls have given themselves to these. They are the ones that expose their body. They are the ones that price themselves this way. Hundreds of comments like this. And I looked at it. I said, true. Let's come to think about itself. There's an atom of truth in these things. I tried to engage some. And when I got the feedback, true, I looked at it, said, true. Could this be that subtle conclusion in many people's mind that they can't say? We all have our opinion about things and people. Some that we can open our mouth to say. Some that they don't burn us well. But it is somewhere for our mind, though. Could it be true that many people run with these narratives? And why, if you ask me? Why? I feel like you women are quick to support every rubbish and promote every rubbish, both the one that we make or the one that we admire you. You don't care. As far as it suits your emotion that time and your narrative, let people, now they first to shout, let people do what makes them happy, even though that happiness is foolishness. Some of you are not even like that. You don't even believe it. You don't even do it. You don't even wish it for members of your family. But just because everybody's opinion, you are the first to come and clamor, allow the people to. You don't even care about the impact of these things in the near future. Because, of course, you just want to be woke. So bad, you support a cause that you know nothing about. When it comes to all these people where they claim same-sex, this thing, you don't go drum, oh. I'm talking about you people now where not they drum. I'm not talking about people where they drum. Now go first, put hand, come on, people are free to do anything that they do, anything that they. It is because of some of these things that a lot of people, especially boys of this generation, don't take you people serious again. They no place any value because, of course, now don't turn to another thing. Now, indecent dressing. When I was a boy, we all know the only people that were indecent in their dressing are people that are known as prostitutes. Everybody, once you see them, you know. But now everybody dresses the same, talks the same, behaves the same way. Some people, because of cruise, will come out and say, oh, I wear my hot shower gown. And everybody go, they give them high five. I trust you now. Happening, babe. And a guy is approaching you. Alpha, how much for a night? Are you crazy? Do I look like a... Do you not look like the prostitute? Why are you doing as if it's a bad thing? Why are you shutting him up? You look like them. You tell me, do I look like a... I don't know if I've begun to shout. But my point is that you might be able to win the argument and shut people up, but you can't change their opinion of how they see you. You cannot. Because these boys now, they come social media, they talk these things freely, unapologetically. It means that true, and I don't create a perception in their head. Now, a lot of women want to have the same thing that men have, which is okay. But can men even trust you to bring into such spaces? Because the subtle gist among many men head now is that they see a lot of women as fun and entertainment for leisure. Bro, is this what you people really... Because, I mean, if that's... Except if I'm the one that is missing the point too. But that is what me I'm deducing now from all of these things, because I also feel it's a disrespect to women, because let's look at the women that we see in the forefront, right? In governance, in business, in, you know, in the real positions in life, the Okonjo-Iweala's them, the Obi Ezekwelis them, all those women. Did you see how they carry themselves? Did you see how they behave? Did you see how, and those are the kind of people that they trust in certain places, and they continue, they've been there for years. Only that set, that peer, even the ones where die go, the ones where they now lay their sets today. Why are they not recruiting more people? Why will not they see more powerful women grow to that level? Because this generation, they don't feel trust you, because some of the opinions won't have their share self. Anyway, I beg, before I take this thing too serious. Again, this is not about Gege. Let's remove his name from this now, so you don't feel like I'm attacking. I just cited him in that video. Everybody, they even VDM, they talk, even girls, their own content, they use their own mouth. I'm saying, you are as valued as the way you value your own self and your gender. When I was growing up, I used to watch a lot of Trace TV, Sound City, MTV Base. And even as a young adult, I would see music videos. The guy go wear full cloth, sometimes in suit. The girls there go wear pant and bra, naked everywhere for the video. It used to bother me, and then I asked the senior friend one time, I said, why are the guys wearing full clothes and the ladies are naked? The response he gave me was, now the guy music video, so the girls are vixens. I said, okay, that makes sense. After a while again, another video will play. This time, now the girl's song, now the guys be vixens. But now she's still naked. The guys still wear full clothes. I still ask, why are they? He just shut me up because he didn't have any answer to give. But as I began to grow, I knew the answer to the question. Because, of course, I'm saying, first of all, what you don't believe in or what you don't practice, please don't support it because you want to be woke on social media. Please don't. You don't know the narrative behind this. Don't support what you don't practice. But people can be free now. You free first. Free. Open your body. Go the free for social media. Go the open your body self. Come on for there, make you get out. By the way, whether you feel offended or not, my show is next week Sunday at the City Playhouse Theatre in Vaughan, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In case you are around the city, please feel free to come and worship with us. It's going to be a night of comedy, music, laughter, and we'll start on time. This is not a regular Nigerian African time drama. We know they take time play. All right?